Here we are in New York City. The galaxy is the Milky Way. You can call it what you will. There's billions of them. The place of your location is called Earth. And the associations you have in the factoring of your own mind are representing to you what you think you are within a continuity of time that no longer exists. This is the Course in Miracles International, and we've come together here in New York to celebrate the advent of a great awakening. It's a very fundamental admission that you're asleep. You want to try that with me? Just you there individually within your own dream? Say to me, I may be sleeping. This, of course, the Course in Miracles from my Savior, Jesus Christ, who reminds you in the Old Testament that Adam fell asleep, and there's nowhere that it says that he awoke. The truth of the matter is, this is a dream, all right? And you're in that association with me at this time. But each one peoples, don't they, his dream with his own separate ideas, and therein suffers the nightmare. Separation, and I was looking at your world, and as we gather here now in this Advent, perhaps you may be watching together in New York the offering that I'm presenting to you, that I intend to offer to this aggregation. There's a lot of fear going on within this world, and you have every right to be fearful, because it's very necessary that you defend yourself within your own dream association about what appears to be going on in this world. And you will, and it's perfectly proper that you do. What I'd like to have you see with me is that it's impossible, if you change your mind about yourself, that is your need to share the idea of forgiveness, of service that you are offering to your brother. Remember our definition of what a teacher of God is, one who has discovered pain in his brother and wants to help him alleviate it. The next step is to begin to recognize that you are endowed with power to actually change the circumstance in space-time that you appear to occupy. All right? It begins with a very fundamental admission. If you actually in this aggregation, there's no use attacking the offering that I'm giving you. Now, obviously, this is the fundamental teaching of A Course in Miracles, of the Saviorship of Jesus, which says very simply the fundamental idea of subjective reality. That is, that you are the cause of this, and everything that's happening out there is a decision that you have made about yourself. True or not, at the time you made it, you certainly thought it was true, and you're going to protect it as a part of the thought system that you have about yourself. Here in your brochure, here's the way that sounds. Let's read it together. At the top of page 2, it says, an ancient promise will be kept, an exit portal from this infinitely small maze of space and time has been opened. Ah, but look at this. The power of decision is our own. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick unless these are the outcomes that he wants. Are you listening? And no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. Here is your world complete in all details. Here is its whole reality for you, and it is only here that salvation lies. What an amazing idea that you would allow me to even offer you. Did somebody come up and hand this to you on the street in the last couple of days? I understand we circulated many, many thousands of them. If we had our way, we'd like to drop them from out of time so that the entire nature of the conversion of the mind training of A Course in Miracles could be with you. What is the Course in Miracles? It's a systematic way to help you change your mind about what you think you are to the realization that all of the power in the universe is given unto you in heaven and earth. This is the message of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who told me very implicitly in the New Testament that this was not where I am from. As a time traveler, remember, he appeared here as he's appearing right now and instantly said, this is not your home. This is not where you're from. What does he say? Your father has been a liar from the beginning. There is no truth in the idea that you are separate from your creative source. And this is the message that this Course in Miracles has brought to you. Do you see that? So that you can recognize that all of the power, this is from Jesus, that comes from God is also offered to you. Did you notice there's a little Bible reference right here? Do you have this with you? Huh? This is from the New Testament. Look what it says. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these. Could you hear that? That you can marvel. Are you ready? For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quicketh them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. I'm not certain that the world is quite ready yet to hear the simple message of my Savior Jesus Christ, who said, I'm here to tell you all of the power is yours. And as long as you continue to defend yourself and attack your brother, as long as you believe in the possibility of an eye for an eye, you're going to be here. Because there's no manner that you can escape from the idea of correspondence within associations of space-time except to accept the moment of terror, okay, that occurred to take the place of love that we are now representing to each other. So this advent of awakening, and we're sharing together this lovely pamphlet, and we're glad that you joined us here and now, all right? Because if you can accept the fundamental idea that time just lasted for that little moment, you can begin to appreciate the here and now. As a minimum, in the teaching of love and forgiveness, we would ask you now, within this continuum, and as we share it together, that we say together, today is the day we have decided to share through forgiveness the love that we are now expressing. All of time is present with us here and now. It has been adjusted for us within this framework of the Course so we can recognize each other. Listen to what this says here in this idea of the advent of a great awakening. God gave his teacher to replace the one that you made, not to conflict with it. And what he would replace has been replaced. Time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so is all time passed and everything exactly as it was before the way to nothingness was made. The tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within that one mistake, held also the correction for that one and all of them that came within the first. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all that ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone. All right? Here we go, here we are. Here's the only time we're ever gonna have. Right here, right now. That was it. Say to me, I'm still here. I'm still here. Try it again. There you are. I'm still here. You look a little brighter than you looked a minute ago. You must be releasing. This little brochure is helping you, isn't it? This is from the transition chapter 26 in the text that we read you in that brochure. All right. All of time is actually over. Each moment, you're simply reliving that moment of terror that took the place of love. There it is. There it is. One of my quantum physics friends informed me that a nanosecond is a billionth of a second. It would then appear that to a nanosecond, a second is a very long time. And as a matter of fact, will be a billion seconds, won't it? Or a billion years. If you think you live in time and continue to organize yourself within an association that justifies sequentiality, how can you ever escape? You'll come in and be born into this continuum and literally believe that you will live and then expire. What I'm denying to you, if you'd like to look at it with me, is death. I'm telling you right here and now, I'm speaking to you from this course and the enlightenment of my own mind, that you will not be successful at self-annihilation, since the idea of sequential time could only be your determination to occupy this body that you appear to be in, to live within that little framework of time, and to die. So what are we saying? It lasted but a moment and is over and gone. And I'm in your dream telling you that it's time to wake up. Listen. To you who still believe you live in time and know not that it's gone, the Holy Spirit still guides you through the infinitely small and senseless maze you still perceive in time, though it has long since gone. Listen, you think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon, you saw but for an instant long ago before its unreality gave way to truth. Look, not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind. Uncertainty was brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it in your heart as if it were still before you. Are you listening to this? The tiny instant you would keep and make eternal passed away in heaven too soon for anything to notice that it had come. What disappeared too quickly to affect the simple knowledge of the Son of God can hardly still be there for you to choose to be your teacher. Only in the past, an ancient past too short to make a world in answer to creation, did this world appear to rise. So very long ago, for such a tiny interval of time, that not one note in heaven's song was missed. At the very minimum, if you're at this conclave of healing that we're expressing during this advent of a great awakening, I hope that you will make available to yourself the Course in Miracles. I'm reading from the text, all right? Notice now how it's going to move from the idea of universal mind in space-time to the necessity for you to look at your own emotional involvement with your determination to justify that moment of terror. Look at me. I'm in your mind at this time and place telling you that this time is past. You're reliving with me at this time and place the solution rather than the retention of the problem. I'm here to tell you right now that this world was over a long time ago. And you're living in a memory within a dream, okay, that you no longer value. Somewhere within the association of your self-identity, you have discovered there is no solution in the dream as you are dreaming it. At that moment, this text, this workbook, this teacher's manual of this Course in Miracles became available to you. in that single moment where you have been reliving and reliving and reliving that instant. Listen. Uh-oh, look, about forgiveness. This is you. Yet in each unforgiving act or thought, in every judgment, in all belief in sin, is that one instant still called back as if it could be made again in time. Look, you keep an ancient memory before your eyes, and he who lives in memories alone is unaware of where he is. Is this a hindrance to the place whereon he stands? Is any echo from the past that he may hear a fact in which is there to hear where he is now? No. And how much can his own illusions about time and place affect a change in where he really is? So here we are. Each day and every minute in each day and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. Listen, so you die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again. A repetition of an instant gone by a long time ago that cannot be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Let's look just for a moment at the very nature of what I'm offering to you now within your own dream of death. In the process of the offering, we're going to include a moment of what you call meditation, or the admission that you can still your mind within a frame of time where you have been very active in defining your own associations, projecting them in what you intend to do, even here at this event, and living within that procedure. What I'm doing with you is shortening the necessity for you to occupy a body identity here in space-time. And listen with me. The simple truth of the matter, are you listening? At no single moment does your body actually exist. The fundamental nature by which you find correspondence within your own concepts and believe the idea that the substance of your body, the carbon and the hydrogen and the oxygen that define you, are actually what you are, are you listening? Is simply not true. I'm in your mind in what you call an advanced teacher, telling you that our minds can communicate based on the entirety of our memory of coming into this sojourn, being here and leaving. What I'm trying to do in your sequentiality of time is take away from you the purpose that you have established for being here. Say to me, everyone dies. Yes. You call this life, and you believe that as a human condition, you are born here, you live here, and you die. Are you ready? Not true. There's no such thing as death. Death is an idea that lasted just for that moment in your mind, okay? Until love immediately expressed itself and you returned to heaven, a heaven that you actually never left. And you're carrying that heaven with you everywhere you go as a light factor, even though you continue to demonstrate the possibility of the longevity of time within the frame for which you identify yourself. One thing for sure, as long as you continue to let the world that you think is out there tell you who you are based on your own experiences of the past, your past is going to be like your future. And so you're going to continue to tread your timid way as you occupy this hovel. What did we call it here? An infinite maze, all right, that lasted only for that moment. Yet it's impossible that the light, the energy of light, is not contained within our association. And that's what I'm offering you right here and now. The certainty that you brought that light with you when you came into time and that you forgot. Say to me, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm here. The world, in what you think is life, in the idea of time, has told you that you will occupy that body as a substance of reality based on an aggregation of potential within time and live out that little existence that you define, where all around you are billions of stars contained within billions of galaxies that are offering you instantly a realization that the occupancy that you find yourself in all of space-time lasted just for that moment. Yes, you did escape from time, and I'm here reminding you that you returned for a moment to view yourself in an operation of procedure of definition that is allowing you to see at this advent that the idea of a person or a body outside of you can be a self-recognition that will allow him to recognize himself, a person self, herself, in relation with herself, in the certainty that it's possible for her at this instant to leave this space-time continuum. Are you ready? It is possible for you too. How can you know this? I am within your own mind association in this aggregation of time. This is why you're here. This is an adventure. This is an advent of an awakening where through acts of kindness, through acts of sharing, through acts of forgiveness, through acts of love, we share with each other the empathy of the pain and loneliness and death that previously constituted the idea that we were trapped in time, that we were bodies, and that we were going to have to live out this little idea of self-containment and never be able to see the reality of light that's all around us. So in this Course in Miracles, you have assumed the role, beginning with Teacher of God, haven't you? Here at the United Nations, we're sharing in all of the activity that we do because we want to demonstrate the need for service to those who suffer in our certainty that the only way we can really recognize who we are within a broadening framework of space-time is to give. And each time we forgive our own associations with the self-containment of ourself, in the act of giving, we say something very fundamental in the teaching. And I want you to repeat it with me now in this advent. Say to me, I can only give to myself. Yeah. So that in the act of giving, in the act of forgiving, in the act of the releases of the defense of ourselves that we were so certain to perform, we begin to share the certainty of love with each other that now represents what we are in this continuum. I'll be back in just a moment. The 27 minutes is up. Okay? Are you sharing with each other in this adventure, self-realization? I hope so, because we're going to come back and wrap it up in a glorious moment of transformation, and this world will be over for you. Remember that time lasted but a moment in your mind, but no effect on eternity. So we can say together, God, God, truth is the mind with which we think and express in our totality of love, that God goes with us wherever we go, and that we can bless each other with the simple statement, God bless us, everyone. We're going to run out of time here, aren't we? I'm back for the last 27 minutes of this sharing together the advent of a great awakening. All right? Okay. If there's any time left after this dramatic occurrence that we're sharing here in New York for you, remember that wherever you go, you will be carrying a memory, okay, of this aspect of time with you. Say to me, nothing is ever lost. Yeah. Nothing is ever lost. Every idea that you have ever had within your own association of your self-identity is still with you, including all the painful ones, including all the hatred, including all of the revenge in which you find satisfaction. Can I share something with you just for a moment? I'm glad I'm not a human being. Somewhere within the cycle of my association with myself, I suffered enough in my need for revenge, and I'm speaking from very deep experience, since obviously I participated in honoring death, okay, going back many years. And, I'm very certain that the gratification that I got out of finding revenge never really satisfied me. There was an interview last night on television, a lovely lady who, after 27 years, is finally going to get the justice that she deserves in the death of her daughter. And she has been praying to God for 27 years that her revenge be justified. And she has been successful at it. The futility that I feel in the expression of the gratification of revenge. Not that it's not justified. Finally, where does it lead? Nowhere. It leads only to the admission of the incapacity to forgive for just a moment, not in regard to the individual circumstance, because certainly that would not be forgivable, but in the certainty that God only loves and gives, and that by your very nature, when you change your mind, that love will be available to you. The point that you're at with me in this advent of awakening is a sure indication that you finally discovered within the continuum of time that no matter how you operated in the idea of the defense of yourself, the result was death. There is no death. The Son of God is free. What have I done now? I've interrupted your cycle of death, where you plan to come into this continuity of time, live out within that arrangement of, let's look at me for a minute, more than 75 years of this body occupancy. And when you look at me, you believe that I'm going to sequence myself to death along with you in this body. I don't intend to. I don't intend to pretend that I need occupy this body. This is going too far for you. I'm an image of a reassociation of our minds in a mutual determination that we are not bodies. Okay, the healing aspect that I'm going to offer you right now within that body association, that tumor, and the idea that the world has told you that you must suffer within your own body, I'm going to offer you the entirety of a relief from it in my certainty that whatever you think the body is, it's not you. And that in fact, the body at any moment simply doesn't exist, but it will respond to the nature of our correspondence in our discovery of the healing factor that now enlightens us and gives us a predetermination of a whole single body in our relationship with each other, represented by the saviorship of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who in his resurrection agreed to be with us here at this space and time until we had shortened our time association sufficiently so we could recognize our departure from this space-time. That was nice healing that went on there, wasn't it? Are you well? Why don't you turn? We're at this Advent, all right? Let's go to the fundamental premise. The salvation of the world depends on you. Therefore, everyone that you're meeting in this aggregation, turn and look at him. He's right next to you. Is fundamentally a projection of your mind that must represent to you your saviorship. You want to try that with me? Why don't we do it together? Turn and look at the guy right next to you there and ask him if he's your savior. Let's do it together just for a minute. Say to me, are you my savior? Go ahead. Did you do it? Okay. Are you the savior of the world? Say yes. Now let him ask you the same question. What are you going to share together? An instant of recognition of each other that's actually occurring within this new continuity of time. Here's the exciting prospect. I'm here as what you think is an old guy that has lived this entire sequence. Matter of fact, I'm staying at a hotel in New York that looks very much like when I stayed there in 1937. And certainly it looks like where I stayed there. What's the name of that hotel? The Alcott, yes. Yes, I'm there and I walked in and everybody said, it's nice to see you again, and it's been 57 years. Everybody looked exactly the same to me. They all became very happy about the idea that we can locate ourselves in joy and happiness close to Central Park, where so many of our experiences after the World War occurred. And the happiness and joy that we're sharing will always be a memory within our own mind that is never lost. All of your associations of love, okay, are not really connected to death at all. You connect them to death and believe that you have lost the things that you love. Not true. What I'm offering you is my certainty that within the continuity of time, they're still here with you. What? They have nowhere to go. The decision you are asked to make in this Advent is whether you want to associate with all the old past references that are now bodies getting old and dying, like you think mine might be and it's not going to, rather than simply associate with an instant in time where we escape the bondage of separation through instances of forgiveness. Because this miracle in this Advent has demonstrated to us the immediacy of the healing factor of light that surrounds us. Listen just for another minute to what it says in this Advent of a Great Awakening. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. The real miracle is the love that inspired them. In this sense, everything that comes from love is a miracle. Look, miracles are natural signs of forgiveness. Through miracles, you accept God's forgiveness by extending it to others. The miracle substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years. It does so by the underlying recognition of perfect equality of giver and receiver on which the miracle rests. What an amazing idea. Here I am in New York with all of the memories of after the war, say 1946. Yet I carry with me a continuity of time that allows me to express the moments of love that I accumulated within my reference, as you have, without need to identify them within associations of pain and death. God is only love, and therefore so am I. Do we have that factor in our mind? Okay, let's say it together from the text and the workbook. There is no love but God's. Say it. Yes. There aren't different kinds of love. That is not to say you cannot take the passion of the memories contained within you and love your associations in time, because that's the offering that we're making to you. But it will be only the love of God. What's important about it? You don't have to connect your ideas of finding love with loss. One of the peculiar ideas in separation, are you listening to me, is that you can lose the things that you love. What a tragic, incredible place to be. It's a dream of death, my dear brother, that has no value to you. And I'm in your dream as a figure telling you that you can't lose the things that you love. As threatening as that is to you, there is no association with pain and death and body formulation and the ideas of revenge and terror that now seem a part of this continuity of time that have any reality whatsoever. What I'm showing you is they're only going to last for that moment. What do? We convert the moment of terror, which you must stand in for a moment, to a moment of love that surrounds us. And in this advent, we'll be gone from here. How lovely the idea, if you'll share it with me, that you brought the light with you when you came into this time cycle. And I'm reminding you of the function, we call it. The only possible reason you could be here is to extend that light within this place of pain, where you will at last be welcome in the realization that this world is over. Not through death, but through eternal life. Listen to this just for a moment. Here's a little light in your dream. You have spent your life in bringing truth to illusion, reality to fantasy, and have walked the way of dreams. And you've done it. You've gone from waking to sleeping and on to a yet deeper sleep. Each dream has led to other dreams, and every fantasy that seemed to bring a light into the darkness but made the darkness deeper. Why? Your goal was darkness, in which no ray of light could enter, and you sought a darkness so complete that you could hide from truth forever in complete insanity. What you forgot was simply that God cannot destroy himself. Can you hear this? The light is in you, and darkness can cover it, but it cannot put it out. Look, truth has rushed to meet you since you called upon it. If you knew who walks beside you on the way that you have chosen, fear would be impossible. You do not know because the journey into darkness has been long and cruel, and you have gone deep into it. A little flicker of your eyelids closed so long has not yet been sufficient to give you confidence in yourself so long despised. You go toward love, still hating it, and terribly afraid of his judgment upon you. And you do not realize that you're not afraid of love, but only of what you've made of it. You are advancing to love's meaning and away from all illusions in which you have surrounded it. This is from Master Jesus. You who hold your brother's hand also hold mine, for when you joined each other, you were not alone. Do you believe that I would leave you in the darkness that you agreed to leave with me? Listen, in your relationship is this world's light, and fear must disappear before you now. Can you see that? Jesus speaks, each instant that we spend together will teach you that the goal is possible and will strengthen your desire to reach it. And in your desire lies its accomplishment. Your desire is now in complete accord with all of the power of the Holy Spirit's will. I hold your hand as surely as you agreed to take your brother's. You will not separate, for I stand with you and walk with you in your advance to truth. And where we go, we carry God with us in our association. You want to listen with me just for a minute to what that said in Our Course in Miracles? That's a direct indication of the first person teaching of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, resurrected in our idea of our conveyance of the possibility of love that he agreed to share with us. Remember the New Testament where he said, I will abide with you until you can recognize me? This is a Christian tradition, incidentally, and I understand that many Christian traditions connect the idea of my Savior Jesus' death with their salvation, and to anyone that would look at it and what he says, that's absurd. Jesus did not die for you. Jesus lives with you now. Remember the script we just read. And he intends to be with you so that when you take your brother's hand, his hand can help you join in the moment of love that we're expressing. You want to try that with me? This is Our Course in Miracles. And what are we doing here if it's not to express the love that we're sharing together in this time factor? You see that with me? It's impossible, if you're watching this video in this time and place, that you did not accept the offering and ascend to heaven through his resurrection. So there's no need for you to crucify yourself again and believe that death is necessary for you to ascend to heaven. That's absurd. Why would you have to suffer loneliness and pain in order to obtain peace and happiness? It's totally senseless, and it's totally contrary to the nature of the fundamental teaching that says the saviorship of the world depends on you through the auspices of Jesus' resurrection, and that he will stay with you in your mind so we can demonstrate together the single mind that we are through the power of the love of universal mind in the self-recognition that we escape together from the bondage of time. Just a few more sentences about your saviorship. Listen. This from our Savior. You have been willing to bring the darkness to light, and this willingness has given strength to everyone who would remain in darkness. Listen, those who would see will see, and they will join with me in carrying their light into the darkness, where the darkness in them is offered to the light and is removed forever. My need for you, joined with me in the holy light of your relationship, is your need for salvation. Would I not give you what you gave to me? For when you joined your brother, you answered me. You who are now the bringers of salvation have the function of bringing light to darkness. The darkness in you has been brought to light. Carry it back to darkness from the holy instant to which you brought it. Look, we are made whole in our desire to make whole. Let not time worry you, for all the fear that you and your brother experience is really past. Time has been readjusted to help us do together what your separate paths would hinder. You have gone past fear, for no two minds can join in the desire for love without love joining them. I'm told that we have 7 minutes left. Let's look together at the idea that all of time and the aspects of our association with each other in that Advent is only going to last for this 6 minutes. If you let that be true in your mind, I assure you that it will be true. The relative idea that time is going to last a long time is only based on your idea that it's not past. The whole nature of our gathering here and now in New York at this time is to demonstrate the adventure of escaping from time. We're surrounded by an event horizon within the Galactic Association that gives us a reflection of our past. What are we going to do? We're going to collapse that association of time into a moment of being here and now. We're going to alter the associations of the continuity of time, first in the recognition of its causation, which is our conceptual self, and second in the sharing of that alteration, in the realization that there is a single reality at this time and in this place where we escaped from the little hovel of the idea of death and pain that surrounded us. Here's how it's expressed in this lovely little pamphlet. Listen. A Course in Miracles. We are teaching a new manner of communication between our separate conceptual thoughts that better utilizes the power of light energy that is our original and continuing source of reality. Listen, every idea you have ever had or will ever have about yourself or anything else is still in your mind. Your mind is all the space and time that is now or ever will be. Your thoughts about beginnings and endings of life and death are only wholly contained momentary reenactments of the beginning and the ending of all of time. What? You are reliving a memory of an occurrence that was over and gone a very long time ago. What an idea that you are willing to undergo a process of shortening your own association within time by simply admitting to the entirety of the possibility of it. How is it going to be accomplished at this time and place? Through forgiving yourself, through assuming the necessity to express love through acts of forgiveness, and that the power of your mind in a moment of the sharing of love will show you instantly, are you ready, that there is no world. The offerings of all of these teachers of God will now be that this world is over, that the advent of the adventure, the great adventure of time, is upon you at this time and place, and you did accept it. Let's read just a moment on the back page what it says. Forgiveness is the key to eternal life. It is your forgiveness that will bring the world of darkness to the light. Through your forgiveness does the truth about yourself return to your memory. Therefore, in your forgiveness lies your salvation. Open your eyes today and look upon a happy world of safety and of peace. Forgiveness is the means by which it comes to take the place of hell. In quietness, it rises up to greet your open eyes and fill your heart with deep tranquility as ancient truths, forever newly born, arise to your awareness. What you will remember then can never be described, yet your forgiveness offers it to you. And in the brochure I see you have lovely memories in must be 20 or 25 languages of sharing the certainty that in your forgiveness is eternal life. Thank you for my need to offer you the uncompromising certainty of your perfection, so that in this act of forgiveness, we will love one another as God loves us. This is the time and place where together, in a moment of self-realization, we will leave this world. Right now, here, not through death, not through the idea of time, but at this instant, in the recognition of this correspondence from out of time, our Course in Miracles that is here with us now at this time. We'll be seeing you very soon. You'll be meeting many, many teachers of God who are all around us here. You can turn and greet one right now, and he's going to say to you, "Boy, am I ever glad to see you. Where have you been? Let's get out of here." Well, within your memory will be the sharing of this occasion. You remember with me that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking and loving one another as we journey beyond the stars, out into the galactic identities that will prove to us the certainty of the unreality of this dream of death. Shall we say it together, and I'll see you soon. God bless us, everyone.